From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. The White House says Russia has isolated and endangered itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria. Speaking Thursday to reporters, White House spokesman Josh Earnest accused Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. Earnest said Washington believes that Russian intervention will prolong Syria's sectarian conflict and put Russia at risk of being drawn more deeply into the fighting. Russia began bombing raids against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria on Wednesday, saying it wants to support the country's pro-Russian president, Bashar al-Assad. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a strong condemnation of the deal between Iran and major world powers aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program. In a speech to the UN General Assembly on Thursday in New York, Netanyahu acknowledged that the deal does place several constraints on the Iranian nuclear program, but the catch, he said, is that the most important of those constraints will be lifted in 10 to 15 years, no matter how Iran behaves.
I know that some well-intentioned people sincerely believe that this deal is the best way to block Iran's path to the bomb. But one of history's most important yet least learned lessons is this: the best intentions don't prevent the worst outcomes.
Israel has repeatedly warned that it's prepared to use force to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear arms, something Israel sees as a threat to its existence. You're listening to VOA News.